الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. These are two surahs in the 27th surah, and the surah An-Najmi is first. After that is the surah Al-Qamar. And in the surah An-Najmi, Allah Ta'ala speaks of the great miracle of Mi'raj. And what a miracle it was of Mi'raj, how Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a short span of time. And this shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And in the surah also, Allah speaks of His great qudrat. And the very clear proofs which no one, not an atheist, not anyone can deny, the existence, the power, the control of Allah over everything. For example, Allah says in the surah, أَمْلِ الْإِنسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّى. Does man get all that what he desires for? Many, many things of the richest man, the most powerful man in the world, what and what he desires for, he doesn't get. Eh? You have a headache, you think I'll take a panado, it doesn't help, I'll take something else. But if it's not meant by Allah Ta'ala, that headache is not going to go away. Small, small things, whatever it is no matter what you have in this world, it's only what Allah Ta'ala grants you. Also in the same surah, Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي Allah Ta'ala is that being who gives life and who gives the life and death. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ هُوَ الَّذِي أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. Who gives life and death. Life is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. How many people want children? But if there isn't life written, there is no children for them. Or the child is born stillborn. Life is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And the same way, death also. How many people who are lingering in the hospitals, etc., Allah save us all. They are in pitiable conditions. They are in comas. But mort is not written. Remember, suicide is in our hands, to try and commit suicide. Killing is in our hands. Allah is the outward means of it. You can try and kill somebody, but death is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala only. It is not in suicide. Many people who try and commit suicide, they don't die. It is only in the hand, if when death is written, then only. Many people try and kill somebody, but death is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So in the surah, Allah Ta'ala has discussed that also. So these are two beautiful surahs, and as mashallah, Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib has been explaining of the great favors of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala speaks of that. When najmi idha hawa, when the stars set, so when they are going to set, like when the sun is going to set, then we say make hay while the sun shines. In other words, you still got time. So when the star, before the star has set, take advantage. You have got time now. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Your friend, your sati, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not astray. And he hasn't erred in any way. In other words, from Allah's side, he has come with a perfect deen, with a perfect way. And the star hasn't set still. You still got a chance to change your life. You still got a chance to adopt that, bring that within you. That was one from Allah's side. Allah gave that to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah has proven it in history to the people of Makkah, the arch enemies of Islam. They couldn't pick up one finger at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any aspect of his life. So he was a perfect model a perfect example. And before the star is going to set, take advantage of it. So what a beautiful relationship between the Qasam and what is called Jawabi Qasam. For what Allah Ta'ala has taken the Qasam. Then what a beautiful Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. And what a kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. The stars till today, though the world is computerized today, everything, aeroplanes fly on the computer, ships that sail on the sea with the computer, but yet they use the stars still till today also. So the stars are guiding stars. Like that, yeah, what a relationship again. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your guiding star. You still got time also to follow in his path before the star sets. And he's your guiding star. He's going to guide you to, he's your navigator. He's your GPS. Where you want to go, you just punch in that you want Allah's pleasure. You want Jannat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, every shawba, every department of his life is going to guide you towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the stars are all guiding stars. Then what another beautiful relationship here, that all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa sallam who came before, they compared to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as stars. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sun. At night now, you see the stars in the sky, because the sun is not there. So you see all the stars. And some stars shine out brighter than what other stars shine. Some stars shine less. So some are more brighter. But for the minute the sun comes out, all the stars vanish. In other words, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, all the other shariats got cancelled. Now it was the shariat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sun has come out. And when the sun come out, the stars are even shy to show their faces. They are all hidden now. The sun is so bright. So this is our Nabi. That when he came, then all the shariats of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and all the teachings now were abrogated, were cancelled. Now it was the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then again, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he left stars behind for us again. Ashabi kan nujum. Bi ayyihim ihtadaytum. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. Each of my sahabi is a guiding star. Whichever one you will follow, you will be guided. So what a beautiful combination here with the star, the setting star, and the coming, and the time that we have, and the stars which are guiding stars, and it is for us to follow on that. And the same way, that as Allah Ta'ala has got the qudrat for the stars to rise, that means we see them at night. In the same way, Allah's qudrat, that the sun, the stars set also. So when you have the guiding stars, after the Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah never deprived the ummah of ulama and of righteous people, of mujaddideen, of ulama, of fuqaha, of muhaddithin, of awliya. In all eras they were there. And it is necessary for us, like for example, if we want to know if the moon, it's Ramadan, go and look for the moon. So go and look for all the stars. The stars are there today. The Sahaba Ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were the stars. Until today those stars are there. And don't try and follow your own way. You've got guiding stars, follow the guiding stars. That is very, very important in our time. And in our days of today. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. That whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, whatever action of his, and whatever movement of his, whatever thought of his, all was guided by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. You have got such a perfect guide and such a perfect sun which in front of you that you just have to follow him. He has given you, Allah has blessed us with every detail in every aspect of life. And whichever department of life, just see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow that and bring that. So make him your role model in life. And today, very sadly, good Muslim people, who and who aren't we making our role model? Whether it is perhaps in the field of sports, perhaps in the field of music, in the field of people who we feel have become successful business-wise, etc. But who really, as Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib was explaining, who of us have made our role model, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We haven't got time to study the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful example. What a beautiful guidance he has left for us. We've got time perhaps for everything else. Our children are perhaps masters of so many things, as Maulana was explaining. But when it comes to the matters of deen, when it comes to the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we find ourselves very deficient in this aspect. And then again, Allah Ta'ala has given us Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as this perfect role model. So what we have to do is one simple thing, is follow him. Follow in his footpath. تَتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You follow me and Allah Ta'ala will love you. So in every aspect of our lives, we should try and endeavor and acquire, we also for us to see that how much time do we spend in acquiring knowledge about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, acquiring knowledge about the deen, even just simple things like the sunnats of wudu. How many of us know them? How many of us observe them? Whether it is the sunnats of namaz, how many of us know the sunnats of namaz? So, yeah, in this beautiful two surahs, on the one side, in the next surah, Surah Qamar, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains again the great miracle of the splitting of the moon into two. The people of Mecca, who were the arch, those who were the enemies, who did not yet accept Islam, they told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you show us a miracle, and the miracle they asked for, that if you split the moon into two, and then we will accept Islam. It is narrated at that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mina. And he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, because as Maulana explained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so desirous and keen that every person accepts Islam. That even a person like Wahshi, even a person like Hinda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, ajma'een, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired everyone must get saved from Jahannam. That also we should see, is that our desire? Our own family, our children, how do they dress? What are their pastimes? What are they doing? Are we keen that our children must, are they on that path? Are they going to save themselves? Today with the school environment, the friends environment, now this holiday environment, Allahu Akbar, what and what is not happening? How much are we worried? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very keen that everyone must bring iman. So he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, these people are saying they will bring iman. Grant this miracle. He pointed his finger to the moon and everyone in there who were present there in Makkah, travelers who were coming, and so much so that a Raja, Hindu Raja in India, he also saw that on this night the moon is split into two. And he sent an envoy especially to go and find out. He said, it looks like this is coming from the direction of Saudi Arabia, Hijaz-e-Muqaddas. And when he found out finally, it is narrated, he accepted Islam also. So anyway, so the moon was split into two. And so this also shows that how keen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so that people can get hidayat. When we see the moon, we should also take this lesson. And we should also, and how many, just like Maulana explained, the other miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what, not one, two, how many miracles? So we should understand the great honor, the great position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most important thing to have that iman and yaqeen on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the only perfect role model, and I must follow in his path, and I must try and bring everything of mine according to him. Then our family also, then bring sunnahs into our lives. Then that fikr and concern which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that how can every person that accept Islam get saved from Jahannam? And we have to realize mort is a reality, and it's not just a matter of dying. Then there is a life that starts, the real life starts there. And that time, what will be our condition? How will our maut come? May Allah be kind to us and grant us maut on iman, on iman-e-kamil. Maut can come either on iman-e-kamil or iman-e-naqis. Complete iman, and for people with complete iman, all the promises of Allah are made. A peaceful life, happy life, good end, jannah, life in the qabr nicely on the day of qiyamah. And people without iman is very dangerous. And people whose iman is incomplete, imperfect, for them also they will have to go through hardships and difficulties if Allah doesn't make fazl and Allah does not forgive. So this is the what is the effort, that we try and make our iman and get iman a kamil, the perfect iman. What is meant by perfect perfection of iman, there is no end to it. But at least come into that category, the lower stage of it, so that at least our everything can go smooth sailing. May Allah give us tawfiq, and for that we have to make effort continuously, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum, ana jalis man dhakarani. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaya bugil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar, dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.